Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Saturday or whatever day you're listening to this on. All right, we're here with a strategy Saturday. Whoop, whoop. So first I want to say I am so appreciative of just all the shares that you guys have been doing on the podcast. I have tried to reshare as much as I can. Sometimes I like take breaks off of social. And so, I don't take breaks on purpose. Honestly, I just be forgetting and I don't log into Instagram sometimes and I'm like, dang, I forgot to reshare people's stuff. But I want to say that I really appreciate, I try to make sure I tell everybody thank you. At least I say thank you. But I just appreciate everybody sharing the podcast and just like what you're taking away from the show. And I'm also really loving that you guys are enjoying me just having candid conversations and like doing these strategy Saturdays, which I feel like these aren't even strategy Saturdays anymore because the questions that I've been getting lately are just, they're a different type of question. So I don't know if we're gonna keep the name, but you know, whatever. But I really appreciate just you listening, like taking the time to listen. And something that I've been saying to quite a few people recently is like, I don't take for granted the fact that you invest in me. And what I mean by this is, or that you invest in this community, because it's not even just investing in me. I appreciate you investing in this community, whether you're investing because you're paying like actual dollars and I'm coaching you, whether it's inside Shmoney or inside of any of my one-on-one containers or my masterminds, whatever, or if you're investing with your time by listening to the podcast, consuming my social media content, reading the blog when the blog comes back, it doesn't matter how you're investing. I appreciate it so much. And I'm so grateful that you share what you're learning, that you share this community with other people, and that you share me with other people. I was recently tagged several times on this person's post about being a speaker at their event. And so many people tagged me, tagged Moms Do Business Different, or tagged at Mrs. Kay Hillman. And I was really just overwhelmed with gratitude because it was a lot of people that tagged me. Like, I mean, and by a lot, I mean like 10, but that's a lot to me. Like, that's a lot. Like, I get nervous speaking in front of 10 people, you know, like just being honest, like I get nervous. So that's a lot of people to me. And so it's not lost on me or like, you know, I just hope you know that I really appreciate just the time that you spend with me, the time that you invest with me, and the time that you invest in this community. I'm grateful for all the mamas inside of Shmoney who are just like communicating and supporting one another, but also who are just actively participating and giving me opportunities to serve and show up. I appreciate all my one-on-one clients for all, you know, for you guys showing up for me. But then I also appreciate every single person that's on my email list, that's reading the emails, every person that is, you know, listening to this podcast. Like, I just want you to know that I appreciate you so much. And I'm just really grateful for this opportunity to just build this community with you. Okay. So that being said, to have your question answered on Shmoney Saturday. Oh, dang, Shmoney Saturday. Oh, I like that name though, Shmoney Saturday. We'll think about that. But to have your question answered on Strategy Saturday, all you have to do is take a screenshot of you listening to this episode or any episode really, and posting your stories, tag me, and you can either ask your question in the DMs or you can ask your question, like you can just say, hey, I want this to be a Strategy Saturday, or you can send me an email with it. Also feel free to leave a review, right? Like I love a good review, so leave me a review. And if you do that and screenshot it, then I will, you know, you can ask a question that way too. So those are your options. All right, so today's Strategy Saturday question was, it's a little bit of a paragraph, so give me a second. So the question is, I struggle with the guilt of not having enough time to spend on my business or spending too much time in my business and not with my daughter. I know I need to give myself grace, but I can't really shake the guilt I feel. And then I end up doing nothing, even though I know focusing on my daughter is good. I still feel like I'm failing. This wasn't a question, which when I first saw this, I was like, oh, like, where are we going with this? But when I was reading it, I was like, wow, I feel like we've all been there. We've all been in that season or just experience feeling guilt about, I mean, I've even said it on a podcast episode, I can't remember which one, but I said, you know, I didn't say guilt, but I felt bad that I didn't spend much time on my business. But then I also resonate with the feeling of sometimes spending too much time on my business and not enough time with the kids, right? And so I get both of those feelings, right? And I'm sure that all of us have experienced that as moms, where it's like, it's so like, you just feel a certain level of like, gosh, you know, I'm just not able to give my time where I wanted to give. And for me, the bigger feeling is like, I don't get to spend enough time in my business, but I can also understand and relate to like, man, like sometimes you just have to give more time to the business. And I've even said on occasions, like, you know, hey, sometimes one needs you more, right? Sometimes your kids need you more. Sometimes your business needs you more. It doesn't make you a bad mom or a bad person. It's just whatever circumstance and whatever life season or business season you might be in. And so something that I was, because I actually like sat and really like thought through this question or this statement. And I feel like the question here, or maybe the thing that this mom wants, is some encouragement. And so that is what I'm going to attempt to give you. The first thing that I want to say, though, is that you said in your question somewhere, you said, oh yeah, I know I need to give myself grace, but I can't really shake the guilt I feel. And I end up doing nothing, even though I know focusing on my daughter is good. I still feel like I'm failing. And I just want to say to that, you don't need to give yourself grace. I know that sounds crazy, because like I say, give yourself grace all the time. But in your case, mama, you don't need to give yourself grace. You need to accept God's grace. You need to ride on God's grace for this season, okay? And I'm gonna break this down for you. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" And this is Paul, right? This is Paul talking. Paul had a vision, and in this vision, basically at the end of it, so that he wouldn't boast in himself, God, or I think an angel or somebody, put a nail in his side, right? So he had a thorn in his side, basically. And then God tells him, like, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And so I want to say to you, you don't need to give yourself grace right now. You don't need to give yourself grace. You need to accept God's grace. You need to ride on God's grace for this season. You need to let it go, mama. God's grace is sufficient. You're trying to do all of this stuff on your own strength. You're trying to be the mom. You're trying to be the CEO. You're trying to be the wife, like if you're a wife, right? You're trying to be all these things on your own strength. But you don't have enough strength, mama, right? And that's not a bad thing, right? It's not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing that you don't have enough strength. I don't have enough strength. I don't have enough strength to do the things that I do on my own, right? I don't. That's why we have to let it go. We have to let it go, and we have to trust God's strength. We have to trust God's provision. We have to trust that God's plan is so perfect for our life that we don't need to carry the burden of all that we're experiencing, okay? Now, this is not to gaslight you, okay? Because one thing that I have felt at times is like people be trying to gaslight me with my mindset, or people try to gaslight me with like the Bible, right? This is not to gaslight you. This is to remind you that you don't know the long-term play. Now, I have been through enough cycles in life and business, and I don't know where you are. Like, I don't know how old you are or whatever. I don't know what your walk is right now, but I've been through enough life cycles with God to know like there's a long-term play, right? That's happening. We're all part of the long-term game of, you know, the gospel of God's glory, all those things, right? So I don't know where you are, but I will say that there's a long-term play that you don't know about, right? There are some blessings. There are some openings. There are some opportunities. There are some callings. There are some situations that you don't yet know about, okay? You may not recognize that right now you might even be in a preparation season, right? Like you might be in a season that God is like, okay, I am preparing you. Like you are learning these things. You are going through these things because I'm preparing you for what's about to come, right? And so you might be getting ready to have a full circle moment, okay? And I'm saying this from experience. I'm saying this as somebody who like I've gone through quite a few cycles to now be able to see and navigate, you know, okay, this is when K needs to back up, right? This is when I need to not rest on my own strength, which we shouldn't rest on our own strength anyway. But this is why I need to back up on my own strength and really trust God's word where it says, my grace is sufficient for you. Okay. For my power is made perfect in weakness, right? I'm not calling you weak, but I'm just saying, like, in this moment, you literally said, I can't shake the guilt I feel. You said, I feel like I'm failing, right? That's a moment of weakness, right? And we all have experienced it, right? We've all experienced feeling like we're failing, feeling like I ain't got it, right? I don't have it right now. And so what I'm saying to you in this is to remember that God's word says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That means that he doesn't even need us at our best. Ain't that crazy? Like, God didn't need Paul at his best, right? But God doesn't need any of us at our best to do the job. David was a little boy. Like, David, when he slayed Goliath, like, he was a little boy. Like, he was a little shepherd boy. Nobody, like, no strength. But he still used them, right? My grace is sufficient for you. So you say grace. And listen, I know, I get it. Because I always say, give yourself grace, blah, blah. But in this instance, I want to flip the concept of grace on its head for a second for you. And I want you to flip it. And instead of trying to empower yourself, because I know that's what we want to default to, because it's so easy as moms, we're always problem solving. We're always trying to fix things. So it's easy to think that you need to fix yourself. But instead, I want you to ride. I want you to coast. I want you to relax. I want you to rest on God's grace for a season. Give yourself a chance to take a step back and to trust that God's plan is going to come to fruition the way it needs to. Now, I'm not saying throw all your strategy out the window. Don't do no more business. You know, tell your kids to figure it out, right? Because I don't know how old your kids are, right? Like, I'm not telling you to do any of that. But what I am saying is shift the burden of what you're experiencing off of you. And again, I'm not saying this to gaslight you. I'm saying this because I get it, right? You were in the middle of a tough season of juggling both, right? Let me see if you said how old your kids were. Oh, you only have one. So you have a daughter. Okay. You didn't say how old she was. So I'm going to assume that she's probably young, a younger daughter, because usually when our kids are a little younger, we feel a little bit more like things are a lot. So I get it. You're in a tough season juggling both. And like when I say I get it because like I am in the thick of it a lot of days with my two toddlers. My toddlers are very active. They are talking toddlers. They are, it's just the toddlers are tolerant. Okay. I just want to encourage you in this, okay? I looked up the definition of mom guilt when I saw your question. I looked up the definition, and mom guilt is a name giving to the feelings of guilt and shame some people feel when they don't live up to their own expectations or others' expectations in their role as a parent. And this was such an interesting definition to me because the thing that popped up was expectations. Like, I didn't realize that mom guilt is about our expectation, about the expectations that we feel placed on ourselves. So what I want to ask you is, what expectations are you putting on yourself? And are they even realistic for where you are in life and in motherhood? Here's the thing. One thing that I know for certain is that, and that's really like the heart center behind Moms Do Business Different, but literally we do business different. The timeline looks different. I just did an episode, I think it was episode 282 about a realistic timeline to reach six figures. But as moms, like, our timeline is different. And I don't want you to ever be discouraged by that. I don't want you to ever be discouraged by like, oh, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I should be, blah, blah, blah. That is an expectation, right? Whether it's your own expectation or somebody else's expectation, is that realistic for where you are in life and motherhood? And we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be okay with the fact that maybe we're not going to be where we thought we were going to be, but that's okay, right? Like, that's okay. And I know I'm not trying to gaslight you. I'm only saying this from experience. I'm saying this from a person who literally, I thought that I was supposed to be further than where I was. I still sometimes have that thought pop up of like, dang, like my friends, we all came up together and they're here. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I still have that thought sometimes, but I also recognize that I'm the only mom. I'm doing my business completely, like they have a completely different business model, right? So for me to even compare doesn't make sense, right? I don't compete where I don't compare. So anyway, that's a whole side note tangent. But what I'm saying is that I get the feeling, right? I get the feeling of like, there are expectations that are out there for whatever reason, or you put these expectations on yourself. But I want to ask you, what are those expectations, and are they even realistic for where you are in life and in motherhood? Because, well, let me say this. You need to ask yourself, is what you're saying to yourself, is this expectation your actual truth? Or in the words of Taryn from episode 274, are you being influenced by someone to believe that you aren't doing enough? Whether it's doing enough as a mom, whether it's doing enough as a business owner, like, are you being influenced, right? Are you being influenced? Because the truth is that God's grace is sufficient. You can ride on God's grace, right? You can't, like, when people talk about flow and alignment and stuff like that, I equate that to God's grace and peace, right? Like, living in flow means that I am living on God's grace. I'm just letting it be what it's going to be. I'm not going to carry the burden on my own. The Bible says that we can't lean on our own understanding. Proverbs says, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. Wisdom is relying on God's grace. Wisdom is saying the expectations I'm putting on myself are not my own. And therefore, I'm doing enough because God has equipped me already for what I'm experiencing. That is wisdom. Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest. It just don't make it no easier, right? Like, what, everything I just said, it does not make it easier. And I'm not trying to gaslight you. Like, I'm going to keep saying that because, baby, I am very, like, I'm very stubborn when it comes to the mindset piece. I'm very stubborn when it comes to, like, don't be trying to, you know, throw Jesus on me right now. When I feel like I am in a hard moment. But one thing I do that really helps, and I feel like this would be, like, the last thing for me to just, like, kind of take this home. Something that you might have heard me say, and something that I do constantly say, is like, I'm going with God right now, or I'm going with God's grace right now. It's something that I say a lot, especially like when I talk about like I'm not setting goals, or, you know, when I'm just like, I'd be saying like, oh, I'm living on vibes right now. And then I'll say like, oh, I'm living on God right now. Like, I'm going with God. I'll say things like that because it removes the burden from me and it shifts the burden to God to fight my battles and to deal with my life. And I know that that sounds like, how do I do that? You just do it, right? Like, I know I said in the last episode, like, you're gonna have to do things you don't like in your business. Like, there's gonna be things you don't like. You're gonna have to do it anyway. This is one of those things that I feel like we just have to do it anyway as believers. Like, as believers, we just have to trust that God got it and we have to let it go. The tighter you hold on to the plan, the more you sink into that feeling of, oh, I'm a failure because I'm not able to do this and this and that and the third, the more you sink into that, the longer it takes for you to get where you're supposed to go, right? Because you are trying to hold on to so much control. When if you would just let go of the burden, if you would just let go of the plan having to go your way, if you would let go of all those things, God would just turn it exactly where it needs to be, right? I'm not gonna say he's gonna turn it around because he might take it away. I don't know, right? Like, who am I to say? But what I do know from my own experiences is that the longer I have held on to something, the longer I held on to a goal, the longer I've held on to, you know, my feelings like, oh my gosh, like I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Or, you know, I had this goal, I didn't hit it, blah, blah. The longer I hold on to that, the longer it takes me to have a breakthrough, right? It's in those moments that I say, you know what, God, you said your grace is sufficient for me. Your power is going to be made perfect in my weakness. Like when I do that, things start to change. I start to get clarity. Like, I'll be struggling with something and then all of a sudden, boom, clarity. I'll be mad about something, or I'll be, you know, struggling in a situation, or I'll be trying to figure out, you know, how am I going to make time to finish this thing that I have? You know, I'm on a deadline for a client, whatever, whatever. Like, I'll be like, you know, so hyped up on that. And then I'll be like, you know what, God, your grace is sufficient. Like, I can't give myself grace. There's no grace in me. Right. And you might be in that season, right? Like, you might be in that season where you're like, there is no grace in me to give. Like, I just feel at the worst of my worst, right? Like, I can't see nothing good in me. I've had times like that, right? I've had times where I could not see the good in me. I could not see the value in me. I could not see the worth in me. And I know this sounds crazy because, like, you know, I be talking all the time and I probably haven't shared this stuff, but like, I do have those moments. I've been talking about like a healing journey that I've been going on these last couple of years. And in that, a lot of things have had to come up for me. And I've had to identify that, like, I've had those feelings of like, just, I'm failing, right? Like, I'm just not doing well. I'm not where I thought I should be. But again, that's that expectation piece, right? Like, that's me putting my own or other people's expectations on myself. When what I need to do is shift the burden to God. Let him have it. He want it. You can have it. What it say? What the Bible says somewhere. I didn't write this one down, but I know it says cast your cares on the Lord. He want it. He wants it. You can have it, sir. Like, you can real life have it, because baby, I don't, okay? I don't want it. People talk about soft life. Baby, soft life to me is letting God have it. is recognizing that God's grace is sufficient for me, right? Letting God fight the battle. That is soft life to me. That is peace to me, right? That is alignment for me. And this is not, again, I want to be very clear. This is not to gaslight you. This is to give you a different perspective on how you can navigate a challenging season, because it is a challenging season, right? It is a challenging season. It's not easy to balance a small child or maybe any age child. I don't know. I only have small kids right now. So maybe any age child. It's not easy to juggle the two. There are going to be times that, yes, one is going to get more attention than the other. But that does not make us a failure because of that. It doesn't make us a failure at all. Like, I truly believe that it's just a season, and we have to navigate that season the best that we can. And your best is enough, because his word literally says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That means that at our worst, God's power is made perfect. Right? The plan is still planning, right? His plan is still planning. Things are still working. And this doesn't, it doesn't matter what kind of business you have. Like, you don't have to be in ministry. You don't have to, you know, be a Christian coach or whatever. Like, you don't have to be any of those things for this to still apply to you and your business. It's just the principle that, like, if you are having a tough moment, right? If you're going through that tough season, if you're feeling that mom guilt extra heavy, recognize the expectation you're putting on yourself. Is it realistic for where you are, right? Is it realistic for where you are? Probably not if you're feeling like a failure. Probably not if you're, you know, feeling mom guilt, right? If you're feeling those things, probably not, right? So if that's the case, can you ride on God's grace in the season? Can you trust God enough to ride on his grace and just let things happen the way that they will happen? And like I said, this does not mean ditch your strategy. It don't mean ditch your business or ditch your kid or whatever. Like, I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying, can you release the emotional burden? As moms, as women, we hold so much emotional burden, emotional load. I can't remember what the word is, but it's a word. And as women, we hold that, right? Like, we hold the space for the emotion. We hold all of that. Can you let this go? Is this something that you are willing to let go? And it's not always easy, right? It's not always easy to be like, okay, this is the plan that I had, but God, I'm going to trust you with it, right? This is the plan that I had, God, but I'm going to give it up to you because you said your grace is sufficient. It's not easy to do this, right? It's not easy to have to realign your goals or to drop your goals completely, right? So again, I'm not saying this to gaslight you. I'm telling you this because I feel like I'm currently in a very similar season, but I also recognize that God's word is perfect. And I know that the plan that he has for me is going to happen for me. The way he wants to use me is going to happen for me. And it's the exact same thing for you. What God has for you is not going to pass you by. It's not going to all of a sudden leave just because you have to take a week off of Instagram or you take a month off of your podcast, right? I've done it. I've done it so many times. I take so many months off the podcast. It's ridiculous, right? Like, I haven't recently, but like in the last 2 years, I've probably taken like 3 or 4 months off the podcast. Okay. And when I had King, I took like 9 months off. Okay, moving on, right? Like, what's for you is not going to pass you by. Also, after I took those 9 months off, that's when I booked my first speaking engagements and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because I gave it to God. I accepted God's grace. I rode on God's grace for the season. I rested in God's grace for that season. So I just want to encourage you, like, and you know, if you want some strategy, baby, come over there into Shmoney. You'll have community, right? Because we all get it. We're all moms over there. And you'll have the strategy piece. If you just need something to just tide you over while you're in this challenging season, come on over there and hang out with us. But I just want you to, like, listen to this again. Write those scriptures down, right? Go and search those scriptures. Put them on your screensaver on your phone. Do something, right? It's 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. And then there was another one. I can't remember where it is, though. Oh, well. There was another scripture I think I said somewhere. I think I might have just said it. I didn't have the actual reference to it. But write that scripture down, right? Write it down. Say it every single day. Like, literally just say every day, my grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for me, right? For my power is made perfect in weakness. You might need to just say that to yourself over and over and over again just so that you can let it go, just so that you can take a breath, right? Because sometimes we just need to be able to take a breath and be like, okay, I might not have it, but God got it, right? This is allowing you to shift the burden. That's all I want you to, like, if the whole essence of this, the whole encouragement piece that I want to give you, I just want to give you, shift the burden. The burden doesn't have to be yours. The burden is not yours. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God. Let him fight it. He wants to. He's asked for it. He know it anyway, right? Like, he know it anyway. He's just waiting on you to trust him to give it up, right? Okay. I didn't think I was going to preach the whole episode. I thought I was going to, like, say something else a little bit more tactical or whatever, but I feel like you get the gist, and I'm speaking to one person, but if many get it, that's great too. And that's why I'm speaking the way that I'm speaking right now. So I hope this encourages you. Okay. I hope that you go back and listen to this and you write that scripture down and you really recognize and receive, like, yes, you may be feeling the mom guilt. You may be feeling, you know, whatever you're feeling about your business or whatever you're feeling about the time you spend with your kids. You may be feeling those things, but you don't have to hold that. You don't have to hold that by yourself. Okay. You don't have to hold it by yourself. You can find community to share that burden with you, because as the body of Christ, that's what we do. We share the burden. We share the load. We encourage each other. We strengthen each other. We come to each other with love and grace, right? So if you don't have it within yourself, come borrow it from one of us, right? Or more importantly, you can rest it and you can ride on God's grace for the season, because he says that it's sufficient. He says it's sufficient, and he knows that he can do his best with you at your lowest, right? Because the gag is that sometimes we be going through these seasons because, and this is me, right? I can't talk about whoever sent this to me or you, but for me, it's very easy for me to think, oh, I did this. You know what I'm saying? No, I did not do that. God did that, right? And this is not to get, I'm not trying to, you know, steamroll you or anything, but it's the truth, right? And I have to constantly check my heart and remind myself, okay, no girl, that wasn't you, right? Like, you were part of it. You played a role, but that wasn't on you, right? There were so many other things at play. And most importantly, God was through there, right? So we have to remember that. So you're in this season, this message that you sent me, there's a lot of I in here. I want you to give it up. I want you to let go of the I, and I want you to give it to God and let him have this moment, right? And you rest. You take a chill pill. Like, you know, people be talking about rest. Baby, you don't know rest until you rest in God's grace. Okay, that is rest. Rest is not just taking a nap. Rest is not just getting some sleep. While that is important and while we need those things, that is not true rest, right? Like, you ever went to sleep and wake up tired? Right, because you did not rest, right? That wasn't rest. Truly resting is being able to rest in God's presence, rest in God's grace, rest in God's promises. That's a whole different type of rest. You go to sleep at night and you get good sleep on account of that, right? So maybe you need some sleep, baby. But in order to get that true rest, you need to choose to ride on God's grace in this season. You need to choose to not hold that burden, to not have the emotional labor. There it is. There's the word. To not have to hold all the emotional labor on your own, the emotional burden all on your own. It's not for you to hold by yourself. Okay? It's not for you to hold by yourself. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope that didn't sound too sad, because I wasn't trying to be sad. But that's it for this episode. Until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayuntha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.